Hej allihopa! Welcome to our brand new Absolute Beginner series and your very first lesson. We've crafted this series especially for you that would really like to learn Swedish, but don't speak any second languages, and for you that want to start slowly and learn some bits and pieces before starting with our beginner course. Actually, you just heard a bit of Swedish. It was the greeting that I just used. Do you remember it? Hej allihopa. This means hello everybody. Hej is the most important bit of Swedish you'll ever use in your life. It's not informal like hey or hi, but the number one greeting in Sweden. Write that down. Allihopa means everybody. So, hello everybody. Hej allihopa. I'm Joakim, your host and the founder of Say It in Swedish, and I'm going to be your guide to Swedish. I was born in 1989 and grew up just outside Stockholm, which is the capital of Sweden. Sweden is a constitutional monarchy in Scandinavia in Northern Europe, which means that we've got a royal family, and our head of state is His Majesty the King Carl the 16th Gustav, or Carl den 16th Gustav, as we say in Swedish. Sweden is also a democracy and has a parliament called Riksdagen. Swedish is not the official language only in the Kingdom of Sweden, but it's also one of the official languages in Finland, our eastern neighbor. The Swedish-speaking population is rather small, but some communities are entirely Swedish, and thus this is their administrative language. So enough about that. Let's learn to say something, okay? You already know how to say hello in Swedish. Do you remember? Hey. Easy enough, right? Another important and easy thing for you to learn for this lesson is jag är. This means I am. If you learn this, you can tell the world about your great selves in Swedish. The word order is just like in English. And here comes my motivational speech for you. Är, which means am, is the only thing you'll ever have to learn when it comes to talking about what something is. Är isn't what we call conjugated depending on whom you're talking to. To conjugate means that we change the verb to fit certain criteria. So the word to be in English is called a verb, and we'll talk about that in another lesson, but the important thing here is that it's changed to am when talking about myself, I am. It's changed to are when talking about you, and it's changed to is when talking about things, for example. It is. Got it? This doesn't apply to Swedish at all. So you will only need to learn är, and then you can say that anything is anything. Pretty powerful, isn't it? And very useful indeed. So to recap, we've got hej, which means hello, and jag är, which means I am. But remember that you've learned more than that. You already have the tools to construct your own sentences just by learning the word är. And before we end this lesson, I'll throw in a det into the mix. Det means it. So now you can introduce yourself with jag är, but you can also make statements like it is, det är. How about that, huh? You've already mastered Swedish, or at least you've got the most important tools to start speaking immediately. Okay, so now start making sentences, and in our next lesson, we'll extend a bit on our introduction and talk about word order and what a part of speech is. See you then. Hej då! Which means goodbye. Hej då! Remember to stop by sayitinswedish.com for additional interactive material for this lesson, videos and more awesome resources for learning Swedish, and become a part of the Say It in Swedish community.